gonna try and mine to see if your phone's whack. It should be the same, yeah. Meow, meow, meow. Ooh, that was high. Good for you. I can't do that. I don't even know what the pulsetto means. I haven't looked. Oh. I think mine's good. Maybe because I'm connected to Wi-Fi, though. Alright. We're good. Good evening and welcome to Fresno, California. We are at Chuck Chansey Park, game two between your Visalia Rawhide and the home team, the Fresno Grizzlies. Yesterday, the Rawhide almost had a walk-off. It's basically the closest thing you can have to a walk-off in a away game, but they were down 4-3 in the top of the ninth inning. It was the first time the Rawhide were down. After eight innings, they were able to come back and win. Jose Fernandez, who was batting second today, he hit a three-run blast, his first home run as a member of the Rawhide, and just his second home run in his professional career. He is the reason that the Rawhide have won game one and just their first win here at Chuck Chansey Park in three seasons. All right, the righty on the mound for the Grizzlies is Blake Adams, a right-handed pitcher, 1-0 record, one win, no losses, and just a 1.17 ERA. And leading it off for the Rawhide is Anderson Rojas, batting from the left side. Due up after him is Jose Fernandez, again, the home run hitter from yesterday, followed by Christian Cerda, and the cleanup batter is David Martin, the designated hitter. Here's the first pitch of the day. It misses low, ball one. First pitch at 6:52. Ball two, count is 2-0. First pitch, 73 degrees here in Fresno, and the 2-0 is a strike at the knees. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Nate Hall. And on the bases is Jabril Jeter Abdullah. Pitch is a strike now. Count is 2-2. Adams working quickly. 2-2. Bouncing ground ball. Second baseman backs up on it, sets his feet. The throw to first is in time. It was Mendez, the second baseman, making the play. One away, nobody on. Jose Fernandez will bat from the right side. Catching for Adams today is Cody Huff. At third base, Andy Perez. The shortstop, Ryan Ritter. Second baseman, Luis Mendez. And at first, it is Parker Kelly. First pitch to Fernandez. He takes a ball high. From left to right, Jake Snyder, Jesus Bugarin, and in right, Robbie Martin. Pitch is fouled off towards the right. Sun is setting directly behind home plate. Here's the pitch. Just misses inside. Looked good from Adams. So there's some sunshine in straightaway center field and a little bit in right center. Those are the only two positions dealing with the sun right now. The pitch is swung on and missed. A beautiful breaking ball from Adams. Two balls, two strikes, and one out. Infield shading to the left. The pitch. Misses in. Count is 3-2. This is the second game in a row that I feel like I can't even get my words out. They're working so quickly. All right, 3-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Fernandez strikes out for the second out of the inning. That brings up Christian Sayre to the catcher for the Rawhide today. Serta batting from the right side. He takes a ball just low. And there's a strike on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Adams working quickly, and the pitch is a strike again. 1-2. Beautiful day here in Fresno. No clouds in the sky as the pitch misses high. There are a few lights on already here at the ballpark. Not all of them necessarily. But again, shadows are already taking over the field with the 6:52 start. Here's the 2-2. Fouled off to our right. We need to be alert here in this press box. We have had a few balls come near us. The only time I've ever had a ball actually come into my press box in the Arizona Fall League. The 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. That's a 1-2-3 inning for the Grizzlies. Two strikeouts in the inning for Blake Adams. Scoreless going into the bottom half of the first. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Leading it off for the Grizzlies is Jake Snyder, followed by Ryan Ritter, Andy Perez. And the cleanup spot is the designated hitter, Bryant Betancourt. On the mound for the Rawhide is Joe Elbies, right-handed pitcher from Venezuela. The pitch misses high, ball one. Catching for LB's today, Christian Cerda. The pitch popped up in the infield. Second baseman Paney and the shortstop Corniel come in, and it is Corniel who makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for Ryan Ritter, the shortstop. Third baseman today for the Rawhide is Jose Fernandez. The shortstop, Juan Corniel. Second baseman, Manuel Pena. And at first, it is Ronnie Polanco. From left to right, Anderson Rojas, Alvin Guzman, and Brett Johnson. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Pitch is fouled off. Count is 0-2. LB's kicks in the 0-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Ritter goes down looking for the second out of the inning. First strikeout of the day for LB's. It is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill, in crust we trust. Two down, nobody on for the third baseman, Perez. He swings the first pitch. It is grounded foul, first base side. Pitch popped up, third base side of the infield. Fernandez goes under it, but no, it's Corniel who will make the catch. Another 1-2-3 inning of work, scoreless going into the second. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
The balance comfort.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger.
David Martin on the mound for the Rawhide. He fouls off that pitch. Scoreless in the second inning. Martin, the designated hitter, takes the ball outside. Count is now 2-1. Fouled off third base side. Mm-hmm. Martin batting 308 on the year. Fouled off again, third base side to the second upper deck. Blake Adams back on the mound for his second inning of work. With the righty working quickly, the 2-2. Line towards left field, Snyder comes in and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for the first baseman, Ronnie Polanco. Polanco bats from the right side. Swings the first pitch, a towering fly ball into right center field. The center fielder, Bougerine, makes the catch in the sunlight for the second out of the inning. Again, still sunlight in straightaway center field, but deep center field. And going all the way towards right center again, it's, maybe 20, 30 feet from the back wall of center field out to mid-center field. That's how much sunlight is there, maybe 20, 30 feet. Two away, Manuel Pena is at the plate. He takes the ball low. Pena, the second baseman today for the Rawhide. There's a strike. 1-1 count. Breaking ball from Adams. Pitch is fouled off. Infield shading to the right against Pena. 1-2. Foul tipped. He stays alive. There's called strike three on the inside corner. Pena goes down looking. Another 1-2-3 inning of work. And now three strikeouts through two innings for Blake Adams. Scoreless, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it
happen. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
First pitch misses outside. At the plate is the designated hitter, Bryant Betancourt. 1-0 count, nobody on, nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. And scoreless between the Rawhide and the Grizzlies as the pitch from Elbies misses high. Bowl 2. Betancourt batting 239. Again, he is the designated hitter. Elvis, the right-handed pitcher from Venezuela. 2-0. Fly ball towards right field. Johnson on his horse makes a diving play. No, it tops out of his glove. A throw to second is not in time. That will be a double for Betancourt. So unfortunate. Johnson had the timing right. He had a good drop step. Dove at the right time. Just it popped out of his glove. That was as routine as a diving play can be. You don't want to call it that, but I mean, Johnson is just so athletic, so fast that you thought he was going to have that in his glove. First hit of the day for either team. Jesus Bugarin swings and misses at the first pitch, and a runner is in scoring position for the Grizzlies. Bugarin batting 211. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Count is now 0-2. Time is called by the batter. Bugarin batting from the right side infield, shading to the right, though. Usually it's the opposite direction. Oh, 2. Misses out. One ball, two strikes. Elbies delivers. The pitch is fouled off towards the Rawhide dugout down the third base side. One, two. Ground ball, third base side. Shortstop Corniel picks it up and he drops it. At short, everyone is safe. Fernandez looked like he had a play on that ball. And then he stopped, acting like Corniel was calling him off. And Corniel dropped the ball in the transfer. They're going to give that an infield single. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. At the plate is Robbie Martin. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. I'm fine with it being called a hit. That's not important to me. What I'm confused about is why Fernandez didn't come over and cut off that ball. Pitch is popped up. Left field side. Rojas giving chase towards foul territory. Makes the catch on the warning track. And everyone stays where they are. One down. Runners on first and second. So Jose Fernandez is naturally a middle infielder. This is his second game at third base this season for the Rawhide in less than 2 weeks of play here. Maybe this is a little too early to assume, but he doesn't look comfortable there just based on the fact that Corniel maybe called him off as the pitch is swung on and missed by Parker Kelly, the first baseman. To me, if you're the third baseman and you can get a ball going towards your glove side, going towards first base, you are the one that should be making that play, not the shortstop. The pitch misses outside. Here's the reasoning for it. Your feet are moving towards first. The shortstop is moving towards third. It is much easier to make a throw to first base than it is to backhand it at shortstop, plant your feet, and throw to first. Pitch misses very outside. Count is 2-1. Now I understand for a young infielder who's maybe not accustomed to playing third base, it's tough. You hear the shortstop say that they have it or you think the shortstop should be able to make it and you let the ball go. I 100% understand that. It's just hard to watch it in real time when it looks like Fernandez could have made a play on it and an easier play than the shortstop could have. The count missed low, so it's 3-1. All right, I'm off my soapbox. Let's get back to baseball. Runners on first and second, one away. 3-1. A pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Count is full. full count. Elbies delivers. Popped up right field side. It will reach the grandstands. Elbies glove at the belt. Brings it to his chin. Payoff pitch. Outside ball four. The bases are loaded with one out. Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, will come out to have a conversation with the infield. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn team. They are a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Cody Huff is due up for the Grizzlies. He's batting .219 on the year. The runner on third is Bryant Betancourt, who doubled to start off the inning. Jesus Bugarin is on second. He singled to short. And then Parker Kelly is on first. He just walked in the last at-bat. Meeting on the mound is now over, and we are ready for Cody Huff. First pitch misses low and outside ball one. One-oh count. Infield, a double play depth. Breaking ball from Elbies in there for a strike. One-one. Strike on the inside corner. One, two. Big swing and miss. Strike three. Huff strikes out on a high fastball for the second out. Strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. Huge strikeout. Elbies not out of the woods yet. The bases are still full, but there are two outs. And Luis Mendez bats from the left side. Right versus left matchup. First pitch swinging ground ball, but it is a foul down the first base side. Runner on third, still Betancourt on second, Bugarin, and at first, Parker Kelly. Infield shading to the right, 0-1 count. There is someone warming in the pen already for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. It comes high and inside. Give me a second, and I'll check Elbies' pitch count for the day. At least give you a nice estimate. I have not been keeping track, but usually the game cast will have a decent estimate. Here's the pitch. Line towards right field. Johnson comes over, and he makes the catch. We are still scoreless going into the bottom, rather top, of the third inning. Elbies able to get out of a bases-loaded one-out situation. Scoreless. Into the third we go. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health. More than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health. Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Top of the third inning, Guzman leads it off for the Rawhide. First pitch to him, misses high, ball one. Back on the mound is Blake Adams. He has thrown the minimum through, or faced the minimum, I should say, through two innings as the pitch misses low. He did not go, according to Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner. Two-one count. The pitch is swung on and missed again. Blake Adams working so quick. Guzman batting .259 on the year. Has a lot of speed. Infield shifting to the left. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three is a breaking ball that Adams threw. Strikeout number four of the day for the right-handed pitcher as Brett Johnson comes to the plate batting from the left side. Johnson batting .194 on the year. Does have a home run and eight RBI. Infield now shades to the right against left-handed hitter. He squares to bunt, pulls back as the ball low. Grounded ball towards the second baseman. Mendez picks it up. The throw to first beats Johnson by a step. Two down. Juan Corniel, a switch hitter for the Rawhide, bats from the left. He takes a strike at the knees. Count is 0-1. Ground ball to the shortstop. He picks it up, keeps his feet moving, and the out is in time. That will end the inning. Heading into the bottom of the third, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group's...
Fly ball towards right center field. It'll land for a base hit, and that is the first base runner of the day for the Rawhide. The first runner and first hit of the day come here in the top of the fourth inning. First hit of the day is brought to you by Roaster Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. First pitch to Fernandez is fouled off towards the Rawhide dugout on the third base side. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. Rojas has one stolen base on the year in one attempt. Again, he's only been with the Rawhide for about a week. 0-1. Line towards right field. Martin takes a few steps back but makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Blake Adams is 1-0 on the year with a 1.17 ERA. Pitch misses outside. Adams leads the Cal League in ERA with the 1.17. He's just 22 years old. The pitch is swung on, third baseman picks it up, throws to second for one, on to first. And that will end the inning. Still scoreless, heading into the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Joe Elbies back on the mound. It's the bottom of the fourth inning. Jesus Bugarin misses, takes the ball high. Slow ground ball to the third baseman. Fernandez picks it up, throws it to first in time to retire. Bugarin. One away. Nobody on for the right fielder, Robbie Martin. Hard line drive towards right field, and Johnson makes the play. He drops the ball, but it is on the transfer, according to Triple Jader Abdullah, for the second out of the inning. Pitch is a strike at the knees. Count is 0-1. Parker Kelly at the plate. Elbies just above 40 pitches thrown as that pitch misses outside. Ground ball up the middle, diving as the shortstop Corniel steps to his feet in the throw to first. They say he's safe. Oh, man. Would have been the third out of the inning. A fantastic play by Corniel, but they are saying that Parker Kelly is safe. We'll see if I can see a good replay here from the Grizzlies, but they didn't show one. All right, he's safe. Wasn't as obvious as the missed call we saw last week. The first pitch runner takes off the throw to second. Let's see. He got him. So Elbies does give up a hit, but Parker Kelly caught stealing at second. Still a 1-2-3 inning of work. We're heading into the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Designated hitter David Martin is batting from the left side. Scoreless in the fifth as he takes ball one low. Pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Pitch is a strike again. Low at the knees. Count is 1-2. Blake Adams has faced the minimum technically, but he did give up one hit. Just under 50 pitches thrown for the righty. The pitch fouled off. Hard ground ball to the second baseman. Mendez has it. Throw to first. One away. First pitch to Polanco. Misses outside. Hard ground ball up the middle. The pitcher Adams misses it. The second baseman Mendez is there to recover and retire Polanco for the second out of the inning. Manuel Pena bats from the left side. Pitches swung on and missed. Pitch misses low. High, towering fly ball to straightaway center field. The center fielder goes back. It's off the wall. He can't get to it. Polanco rounds second. He's heading for third. Center fielder Brueggemann just picking it up. And it is Manuel Pena cruising into third with his second triple of the season for the Rawhide. Again, that was Pena with a wall ball triple to straightaway center field. Just barely missing a home run, maybe. By 10 feet max is straightaway center field, 400 feet to straightaway center. And with two outs, he is now standing on third for Alvin Guzman. Pitch the strike. Pitch is another called strike on the outside corner. Guzman seems unhappy as he calls for time. Infield shading to the left. He struck out in his first at bat. The pitch. Tries to check his swing. He does go around according to the home plate umpire. Strike. Three, the Rawhide strand a runner on third. And we are going into the bottom of the fifth inning, halfway through this one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Scoreless in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Joe Elbies is back on the mound. Cody Huff, the catcher, at the plate, leading it off in the fifth. The Grizzlies have three hits today. Rawhide have two. The first pitch found the bat of Huff, but it is fouled off. He tried to check his swing, but it's a high inside pitch that he made contact with. Huff struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Elbies at 47 pitches. Here's the 48th that swung on and missed. The most pitches he has thrown this season is 68. I know we have not been able to get a lot of background on Elbies in this game. Again, this game is going so fast. We're under an hour into it and already in the bottom of the fifth inning. Elbies missed a majority of last year due to an injury as the pitch is a called strike three on the outside corner. Huff goes down looking for the first out. Luis Mendez now bats from the left. takes the ball on the outside corner. So again, Elbies, last year he was the opening day starter for the Rawhide. Squares to bunt, pulls back, it is a strike. After he threw in three games with the Rawhide, three starts, he was placed on the injured list with right shoulder inflammation. That is his throwing arm as the pitch is fouled off. Count is 1-1. And he missed the rest of the season, but there was no surgery. Just sat out. Right shoulder inflammation. The pitch is fouled off to the left. And he finds himself back here in Visalia, currently working with a 3.86 ERA through five starts. He's thrown 16 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 12 while walking five, entering today's game. 1-2 just misses. That looks really good. I was able to see the replay here on the monitor. I think it was really just that Cerda was setting up on the outside part of the plate. The ball ended up coming into the inside part, and because of that, it was a called a ball as that pitch misses very inside. Count is now full. Elbies took his first loss of the year in the season opener on April 6th. Ever since then, he has not been a part of the decision. 3-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts for Elbies. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. In crust, we trust. Four strikeouts now for Elbies through 4 2/3 innings. Now facing the top of the order, Jake Snyder, the pitch. A strike on the outside corner. Pitch misses in. One ball, one strike, two away. Infield shading to the right. Again, the Grizzlies do have three hits today. No runs to show for it. Ground ball up the middle. Second baseman ranges. He can't get to it. Goes into center field. Make it four hits on the day for the Grizzlies. Ryan Ritter, the shortstop, comes to the plate. He has struck out looking today, and he's also reached on an error. It was a ground ball to the third baseman, but the error was on the first baseman, Polanco. First pitch fouled off third base side. Oh, 01 misses high. Elbies, glove at his right ear. The 1-1 fouled off, and that hit Cerda's left leg as he limps around. Since 2012, Rosabler's Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass-bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosabler's products at your local grocer or check rosabler's.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Rosabler's Milk Company, every sip is special. One ball, two strikes, two outs, and a runner on first. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. Elbies in his last start was a week ago. Again, he is the Wednesday starter now. Through 4 2/3 innings, only one earned run off of four hits. And he walked two. The pitch misses out. Count is 2-2. He did strike out two again. He was at 68 pitches that day, and right now he is at almost 68. No one warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Maybe if he allows this runner on. Someone will stand up and start warming. 2-2. Ground ball to the third baseman. Fernandez picks it up. He has to hurry. The throw to first. He is called safe. Again, it was a slow ground ball. It looked like Fernandez started coming in slowly to get that ball. And Ritter, the shortstop, showing off his speed. And just like that, someone's warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Tyler Mark will come out and have a conversation. I mean, it's tough because Ritter's fast, but I really do think that Fernandez could have fielded that ball a little bit quicker. This meeting on the mound is brought to you by the Sean team. They are a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. All right, meeting on the mound with Tyler Mark is done. It looks like it's Logan Clayton warming in the pen for the Rawhide, a right-handed pitcher. But right now, it is runners on first and second, two outs. Andy Perez batting from the left side. Elbies delivers the first pitch. Deep fly ball to right field. Johnson goes back. He's on his horse, reaches up, and he makes the catch. Two end the inning. That is more than likely the day for Joe Elbies. Five scoreless innings, giving up five hits to the Grizzlies. No walks while striking out four. We're going into the sixth, still scoreless. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine.
Blake Adams back on the mound. He's facing Brett Johnson to start off the sixth inning. Still scoreless as Johnson takes a strike on the outside corner. Oh, one misses low. The righty continues warming in the pen for the Rawhide. This is the third week I've forgotten my binoculars in my trunk. They might be in my bedroom at this point. I think I cleaned out my car. The pitch is swung on and strike two. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry. 1-2 count. Nobody on, nobody out. I know she's so upset listening to this right now. I'm pretty sure it's Logan Clay. I've hit the point where I can see our guys. I know how they throw. I know what cleats or glove they have. It's the opposing pitchers. I got no idea. The pitch is popped up behind the plate, out of play, into the grandstands. Game two of a six-game series against the Grizzlies. The Rawhide have their first win here at Chuck Chancey Park as of yesterday. Thanks to Jose Fernandez, the third baseman today, a shortstop yesterday for the Rawhide, who had a three-run blast over the left field wall to give the Rawhide a two-run lead in the ninth. It was the first time that they were trailing after eight innings, they ended up winning the ball game. 1-2, just misses low. The catcher, Hoff, thought it was strike three. He popped out acting like he was going to throw to third base. He ended up not. 2-2, swung on and missed. Strike three, Johnson strikes out. And it is Logan Clayton. We get a text chain here at Chuck Chansey Park with the official score and media relations managers, and they let us know who's warming, and it is Logan Clayton, so I had it right. I don't need my binoculars, Mom. She's going to kill me. One out, nobody on, Corniel at the plate. This is what happens when it's a scoreless ball game in the sixth inning. It gets weird, and it's going really fast. The pitch is fouled off over the third baseman's head to the grandstands. 6:52 is first pitch. It's currently 7:57, so we're an hour and 5 minutes into this ball game already in the sixth. Pitch misses inside. I mean, the lights are on here at Chuck Chansey Park, but purple-blue light skies. Not twilight just yet. 1-2. Hard ground ball up the middle, through into center field. That is the third hit of the day for the Rawhide as Corniel takes a large turn around first base, but he comes back as the center fielder, Boo Green, gets it in. Top of the order, Anderson Rojas comes to the plate. Pitch the strike on the inside corner to Rojas. Swung on, lined into right field, into the corner. Corniel rounding second. He's heading for third. Garner is going to send him. Here's the throw. It's not in time and cut off the Rawhide lead. 1-0 in the top of the sixth inning. Rawhide strike first. 1-0 ball game. Corniel scores from first base, and Rojas standing on second with his second double of the year and his third RBI of the season. Here comes Jose Fernandez. Runner in scoring position. And the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Adam sets. Checks the runner on second twice. And now he steps off. That's the first disengagement. He is at 71 pitches thrown. Grounded foul, third base side. Adams. Just 22 years old, he was drafted in the 13th round by the Rockies last year out of Kansas State University. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Fernandez goes down swinging. That is the second out of the inning. Two down. Still a runner in scoring position for the catcher, Christian Cerda. Pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-1. Cerda today has struck out and hit a ground ball to third. The pitch. There is a strike on the outside corner again. Count is now 0-2. The pitch fouled off into the netting. Blake Adams, 6'2", 215 pounds. He's originally from Arkansas. Again, went to Kansas State for college. Drafted last year in the 13th round. The pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Serta goes down looking to end the inning, but the Rawhide do score first. It is 1-0 as we go into the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowes Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowes Comfort way.
One nothing ball game. The Rawhide lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ryan Betancourt, the designated hitter, is batting from the left side. Infield shifting to the right. Elbies back on the mound for the Rawhide as he delivers ball one. Surprised he's back out there. Let's see his pitch count. He's at 66 now. Logan Clayton back on the mound. The pitch misses high. Ball two. Again, the most pitches that Elbies has thrown this season is 68. They might want him to hit 75 tonight. The 2-0, big swing and miss. So that's 68 pitches now. Fly ball towards shallow center field. It will land in front of Guzman for a base hit. Betancourt has a leadoff single to start off the sixth inning. And now Jesus Rodriguez will bat from the right side. Elbies staying in the game. He's facing. Boogering the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Infield at double play depth. Again, Rawhide lead by one here in the sixth. Betancourt. Not a threat to steal the pitch. Is a one hopper to third baseman Fernandez. A throw to second for one. On to first in time. A 5-4-3 bases clearing double play. We're staring at D. Gardner right now to see if he's going to come out or leave Elbies in. And I think they're letting him go for six. The pitch is a strike to Robbie Martin, the right fielder. I never actually ask D or T-Mark, or our pitching coach, how many pitches a starter is supposed to go as the pitch misses. And I really just look at what they've done in the past. And make an estimate. You know, I'm not a rookie anymore. This is my fourth season as the pitch miss is low. I can usually guess, but I did not think that he would be closer to 80, as right now it's a 2-1 count, and he is at 74 pitches. I thought he'd be cut off at 75. The pitch misses high, ball three, but sometimes it's more so he cannot start an at-bat after 75 pitches. That might be the situation here. Now, if Martin reaches and LB still gets to face the next batter, Parker Kelly, then I'm going to stop guessing at that point. Here's a 3-1. Big swing and miss count is 3-2. Two outs, infield shifting to the right. The pitch, towering fly ball into center field. It stays in the yard as Guzman comes in, makes the catch, and Joe Elbies has thrown six scoreless innings for the Rawhide. That ties his career high. And the Rawhide still lead 1-0 as we head into the seventh. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
David Martin takes a ball outside. Martin, the designated hitter, batting from the left side, leading off here in the seventh inning. Pitches a strike at the knees. 1-1 count. There is a right-handed pitcher warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. Fly ball down the right field side. It is hooking foul and out of play. Martin today is lined out to left and also was grounded out to second. The pitch popped up out of play towards third base grandstands. And a fan almost makes a nice catch, but drops it and will now step over one row to go get it. 1-2. Adams delivers. Hard ground ball. First baseman Kelly is there. He'll pick it up underhand. Tosses to the pitcher Adams for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for the first baseman, Ronnie Polanco. Polanco was flied out to center and also was grounded out to second. First pitch misses out. Big swing and foul tip. Adams last pitched in Stockton. He was not a part of the decision. He did throw six innings. The pitch is a strike. He's now thrown six and a third, which is the most he has thrown this season for the Grizzlies. 1-2. Ground ball, one hopper to the second baseman. Mendez has it. Two away. Nobody on now for Manuel Pena, who tripled in his last at-bat. Was his second triple of the year. First pitch to the left-handed hitter is a strike on the inside corner. The last time that Adams pitched in those six innings, he gave up one run off of six hits. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out nine. Pitch is fouled off towards left field grandstands. Big swing and miss. Strike three. Pena strikes out to end the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Adams. It's stretch time here at Chuck Chancey Park. We're going into the bottom of the seventh inning. Rawhide still lead by one. And you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowes Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowes Comfort way.
Bottom of the seventh inning, we have a new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. Logan Clayton, right-handed pitcher. He delivers a ball to the right-handed hitter, Parker Kelly. 1-0 ball game in the bottom of the seventh, and the Rawhide do lead. The pitch is swung on and missed. 1-1 count. Right-hander still warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 1-2. Check swing in the dirt, and the home plate umpire, Nate Hall, says he did go around, so Parker Kelly strikes out swinging for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on here in the bottom of the seventh. Rawhide lead by one as Cody Huff comes to the plate. Logan Clayton, right-handed pitcher. One of the newer additions to the Rawhide. 6'5", 190 pounds. First pitch is swung on and missed. from Daytona Beach, Florida, and he made his professional debut here with the Rawhide. Drafted last year in the 17th round out of Houston. The pitch misses low. Number 20 is warming in the pen. Braxton Hyde for the Grizzlies. Pitch misses. 2-1 count. Lined into left field. A one-out base hit for Huff. That's his first hit of the day. One down, runner on first. Luis Mendez now batting from the left side, although it looks like we might have a pinch runner at first. I think I heard the name E.J. Andrews Jr. He was here last year. Be number 26, if that's the case. We'll see if we can find it. And it is, in fact, E.J. Andrews Jr. Pinch running at first. One down, runner on, as there's a strike on the outside corner to Luis Mendez. The pitch is swung on. Slow ground ball to the shortstop. Flipped to second for one. On to first. They said he's safe at first base. That's the third close call at first base that has gone the way of the Grizzlies. Broken bat. Potential inning-ending double play instead. Just a broken bat fielder's choice. E.J. Andrews Jr. is now erased from the path, but Mendez is standing on first. There are two outs. In the top of the order, Jake Snyder bats from the left side. First pitch, ground ball up the middle. Corniel is there. He's going to flip to second in time to end the inning. A nice play from Corniel to end it as we're going into the eighth inning. Rawhide still lead by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Alvin Guzman leads it off for the Rawhide in the top of the eighth inning. Right-handed center fielder. He takes a strike on the outside corner. The new pitcher is Braxton Hyde. He's in relief for Blake Adams. Call it to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Pitch is swung on and missed. O-2. Low in the dirt. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. The pitch is swung on line towards right field, and Martin makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One down, nobody on for Brett Johnson. Let's give you the final pitching line for Adams. 7 innings for the Grizzlies, 1 run off of 4 hits. He did not walk a batter, and he struck out 9. The pitch is fouled off. He squared to bunt, but fouled it behind the plate. You can see Johnson a little upset with himself for not getting that one down. Infield shifting to the right. He takes a ball outside. So Hyde. So right-handed pitcher in relief for Adams. The pitch. There's a strike. Hyde is 1-0 with a 3.60 ERA. This is his eighth appearance out of the pen, throwing 10 innings for the Grizzlies. The pitch misses low. In those 10 innings, he has struck out 7 while walking 2. Opponents are batting .282 against him this season. The pitch misses high. The 3-2 misses high ball four. Johnson draws a one-out walk. And now Juan Cornell will bat from the left side. Cornell today has singled. He has scored the only run of the game for either team. Rawhide lead 1-0. Although the Grizzlies do out-hit the Rawhide, 7-4. The pitch, big swing and a miss. And by the way, the new catcher for the Grizzlies and batting eighth now is Jesus Ordonez. The pitch. Lined into left center field, a base hit. Johnson rounding second. He's going to head for third. The center fielder picks it up and throws to second to hold Cornell at first base. There's runners in the corners and one out with the top of the order coming to the plate. So remember, going back to the defensive change, E.J. Andrews Jr. came in to pinch run for Huff. Huff in the seventh inning. Huff was the catcher, so they needed a new catcher to come in. Andrews Jr., not a catcher, so they bring in Jesus Ordonez, and he is now the new catcher for the Grizzlies. Right now, it's runners in the corners, one down for Anderson Rojas. So he takes a ball outside. The runner on third, Johnson. On second is Cornell, who has his second hit of the day. Squares to bunt, gets it down the third base side. It stays fair. It goes back into foul territory. And the third baseman is saying that he came in. What is going on? The third baseman fell to the ground and started blowing on the ball to make it go foul. D. Gardner, the third base coach, comes in and says, hey, man, you can't do that. And him and Nate Hall are having a conversation. Are you allowed to do that? I mean, look at this. The third baseman It's literally on the line. He comes onto the ground and he blows. And Dee Gardner points and he says, no, you can't do that. And quite frankly, Dee Gardner has been coaching or in the game of baseball longer than these two umpires combined have been alive. They're saying it's a foul ball. You do that in practice as a joke, not in a game. I mean, maybe there's not a rule that you can't do that specifically written. But quite frankly, there probably should be. After the last 5 years, there's like jokes about just getting on the ground and blowing the ball foul. You do that in practice, as a joke during BP. Not in a game. So, it's a foul ball. Should be a 1-1 count. I don't know the rule. I don't know if there's a rule on blowing balls foul. Probably should be at this point, though. After all the YouTube and TikTokers. 1-1, lined into left center field, a base hit. It does not matter as Brett Johnson scores the second run of the game. Here comes Rojas into second base, and he is called safe at second. That will be an RBI double for Rojas. Rawhide now lead 2-0. That's all right. He'll take an RBI double over a bunt single. Blow that ball foul, Andy Perez. We have too much fun on the road, man. All right, Johnson scores. Corniel is standing on third, and Rojas on second. The infield comes in as the Rawhide lead by 2 in the eighth. Pitch is a strike to Fernandez. Oh-1. Deep fly ball. Left field. Snyder goes back. He's off the wall. And Jose Fernandez for the second night in a row hits the home run. A 3-run blast for the Rawhide. And it opens up this ball game. 5-0 in the top of the eighth inning. Pitch misses low outside. Christian Serra at the plate. One down. The Rawhide lead 5-0. So 1-1 count. The pitch from Hyde misses. Two balls, two strikes, one down. It is Hyde, who's working really quickly against Serra right now. As another righty is warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch. It is lined on the left field side. A foul ball. Two-two. Big swing and miss. Serra strikes out to end the inning. But 4-run score for the Rawhide, and now they lead 5-0 going into the bottom of the eighth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Rawhide lead 5-0. The pitch, grounded foul, third base side. Logan Clayton back on the mound. Again, he's in relief for LB's. This is his second inning of work. Grounded foul, third base side. Now a right-handed pitcher is starting to warm in the pen for the Rawhide. Oh, 2 to Ritter. Deep fly ball left field, but very, very foul. The pitch misses high. Bryce McGowan now warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. And I want to say it's Josh Swales warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. It is swung on and missed. Strike three. Ritter strikes out for the first out of the eighth inning. Another strikeout brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria. The Mill in crust, we trust. Batting from the left is now Andy Perez. The pitch misses outside. Pitch is a strike. Pitch is fouled off into the netting. Prez has flied out twice and also popped out to short. 1-2. Outside. Here's the 2-2. Fly ball right side. It is foul into the stands. Two, two from Clayton. It misses outside. Clayton joined the team on May 3rd. So a week ago today. He did not pitch until Friday, and that was his professional debut. 3-2, ground ball. First baseman Polanco fields it. Underhand tosses to Clayton, who's there at first for the second out of the inning. It's the bottom of the eighth inning. Two away. Nobody on for the designated hitter, Brighton Betancourt. Clayton, no wins or losses, has not given up an earned run this year either. This is his third appearance out of the pen. First pitch fouled off into the netting. He's thrown 2 1/3 innings for the Rawhide entering today. Now with two outs. No, he pitched a full inning. So now four innings pitched for the Rawhide. He has struck out. Five through four innings. And has walked three. It's a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. It is a strike at the knees. 1-2. Infield shading to the right against Betancourt. He has reached base twice. He's doubled into right. Flying out to center and singled into center field. 1-2. Outside 2-2. Still a shift to the right in the infield. 2-2. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Clayton sits down. Betancourt to end the inning. Going into the ninth, Rawhide lead by five. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Ronnie Polanco leads off the ninth inning. Rawhide lead by 5 as the pitch misses in. Ball 1. Bryce McGowan in relief for Braxton Hyde as the pitch is fouled off. No shift in the infield, the pitch. Big swing and miss. This is the third pitcher of the day for the Grizzlies. There's still a righty warming in the pen for the Rawhide. I still want to say it's Josh Swales. The pitch. Misses high and in. McGowan in relief for Hyde. He threw an inning, giving up 4 earned runs off of 3 hits. Walked 1, struck out 1. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike 3. Polanco strikes out. That's the first out of the ninth inning. Rawhide lead by 5, looking for some insurance runs just in case. Pitch misses outside to Manuel Pena. Pena today has struck out twice looking, but he's also tripled. The pitch. Misses high and outside. McGowan delivers a strike. The pitch to Pena fouled off. McGowan, no wins or losses. This is his 11th game out of the pen for the Grizzlies, and his ERA is below 1, a 0.79. You have to wonder why he's not in high A yet. That's through 11 innings, so not a large sample size, but still enough as the pitch is grounded to the shortstop. He slides down to one knee, stands up, the throw to first is in time. A nice play by Ritter there. Now Alvin Guzman, who has struck out twice and lined out to right field, comes to the plate. In now with the 2 outs, the 12 innings of work that McGowan has had for the Grizzlies, he has struck out 14 while walking 6. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike 1. The pitch misses outside. The pitch, high fly ball into shallow right field. Martin's underneath it, and he will make the catch. That was a 1-2-3 inning of work for McGowan, but the Rawhide lead by 5, and a new pitcher will come in the game for the Rawhide. It'll actually be Gunnar Groon. Yes, it's Gunnar Groon coming into the game for the Rawhide. As we go into the bottom of the ninth, last chance for the Grizzlies, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Rawhide lead 5-0 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Gunnar Groon on the mound. First pitch swinging is Jesus Bugarin. He misses. Count is 0-1. Defensive change for the Rawhide. Donier Sanabria now at first base. In for Ronnie Polanco. He is the better defensive first baseman. Pitched a strike. Although none of the Rawhide first basemen that we've had play this year are true first basemen. They're catchers or middle infielders or outfielders turned into first basemen. The pitch is swung on and missed. Sanabria originally was an outfielder, but he's transitioned quite nicely to first base, particularly because he's a lefty. No balls, two strikes to Bugarin. The pitch is popped up just below our press box. Slightly too close for comfort. Groon, no wins or losses. He has a 9 ERA through 7 appearances. This is his 8th. 0-2. Ground ball through into center field. Leadoff base hit for the Grizzlies to start off the bottom of the ninth. Again, they need to score 5 to extend this game 6 to win it. Robbie Martin, bats from the left side, infield at double play depth. That was the 8th hit of the day for the Grizzlies. The pitch is fouled off his front foot. Martin today has flat out to the outfield, left, right, and center in that order. Groon through 7 appearances has thrown 6 innings for the Rawhide. He has struck out 4 while walking 3. The pitch. Grounded to the first baseman, Sanabria. Picks it up. Throws a second for one on to first. It is not in time. Martin is safe, but the Rawhide do get the lead runner for the first out. And that's where it makes it a little bit easier, bringing in Sanabria as the defensive first baseman. Polanco probably could have made that play, but Sanabria's a lefty. A little bit of an easier throw over to first base, or rather second base. Parker Kelly bounced from the right side. The runner on first is Martin. 5-0 ball game. The Rawhide lead. Popped up right field side, hooking foul, and it will reach the grandstands as Johnson gave chase. Oh, 1. Lined into center field. Another base hit for the Grizzlies. 2 in this inning, but 1 down in the Rawhide. Lead by 5 still. Runner on second, Martin. On first is Kelly. Jesus Ordonez will bat from the right side. He came in defensively for the Grizzlies. Takes the ball low. He came in defensively in the 8th inning. It was after E.J. Andrews Jr. pinch ran for the catcher, Cody Huff. 1-0. Misses outside. Ball 2. Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, is going to come out and have a conversation with the pitcher Grune as a right-handed pitcher now comes up to start warming in the pen for the Rawhide. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. All right, 2-0 count, one down, runners on first and second. Grune sets, he kicks. The pitch misses low. He did not go on the appeal, according to Jeter Abdullah. 3-0 now. Pitch misses outside, ball four. That is a four-pitch walk given up by Grune to Ordonez, and the bases are loaded. Luis Mendez bats on the left side. The first pitch to him misses low, ball one. Rawhide lead by five in the bottom of the ninth inning. One down, bases full. Mendez today has lined out to left, grounded out to short, and also has struck out looking the pitch. Checks his swing. He does not go. Half the Rawhide dugout pointed to the umpire on the bases. Jeter Abdullah saying, appeal, appeal. And he said they did not go. There's a strike at the knees. The left fielder Rojas is deep and left. Infield is shifting to the right. They are at double play depth. The pitch from Grune, a strike on the inside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Swung on and missed, strike three. Mendez strikes out for the second out of the inning. Big strikeout for Grune. Two away now. The bases are still loaded for the leadoff man, Jake Snyder. And Cerda looks to be in a lot of pain. I think the ball when it was fouled off, it hit him. In an area where you just need to breathe it out. Gunnar Oates, the athletic trainer for the Rawhide, out to have a conversation with Cerda. Cerda's in so much pain, he's like biting down on his chain. Two down. The bases are full. Rawhide lead by five. Rawhide one out away from their second win here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here's the pitch. Misses low in the dirt, gets by Cerda. He doesn't know where the ball is. He now finds it behind the plate, but all of the runners advanced, and the Grizzlies score a run to prevent the shutout. It will be a wild pitch on Grune. Runners on second and third now. Two away. 1-0 count. The runner on third is Kelly. On second is Ordonez. Swing and a miss from Snyder. 1-1 count now. Snyder batting 333. 1-1. A called strike. Low outside corner. Nice pitch from Groon. Ground ball to the second baseman. Pena has it. The throw to first will end the inning and end the game. The Rawhide take down the Grizzlies by a score of 5-1. They now lead the series 2-0. Again, Grizzlies fall to the Rawhide by a score of 5-1. The Grizzlies did not hit the Rawhide. They had 9 hits. Rawhide had 7. Rawhide committed an error while the Grizzlies did not. First pitch is tomorrow at 6:50 for another night game here at Chuck Chancey Park. Expected pitcher for the Rawhide is Wyatt Wendell, and expected pitcher for the Grizzlies is a southpaw, Michael Prosecki. I'm Joel Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for the second game of the series here at Chuck Chancey Park. Rawhide take down the Grizzlies by a score of 5-1. And the Rawhide, again, will face the Grizzlies tomorrow for a 6:50 start. I'm Joel Guerin, signing off from Chuck Chancey Park. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.